It's the Uncle Different
Love Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Notch. And right now you're listening to Uncle Different on For the Record Radio. You think we come to play, yo?
I feel the girl to be bubble on the wine.
Bubble dash it out like say a carnival time.
Bubble me girl,
yeah.
Bubble me girl,
yeah.
Bubble me
yeah.
Girl, yeah.
When you tick tock the hands them rewind.
Bout a quarter far at your waistline.
Bubble me girl,
yeah.
Bubble me girl,
yeah.
Me want your bubble, bubble, bubble.
No, from you never lie with another man in a bed. Tell them it's a nut no go so. And you never kiss a girl when she and a code red. Tell them it's a nut no go so. And you never feel a shoulder muscle with your third leg. Tell them it's a nut no go so. No girl never kiss him off that she don't give you rep. Tell them it's a nut no go so. Well in a bed with man and woman should have hung and correct. So no way of the people where they with the same sex. No matter how you honey and no matter how you deck. No girl no be use your cocky as a quote check. Want to get a fix. Them won't go through the book up when you want to take a sip. And you know one of girls they come and kiss you on your lips. That she tongue did a little below your hip. No, you never tell your friend to save yourself from the fest. Tell them it's a nut no go so. And when your bus are full of rats, it's full of alcohol and hell. Tell them it's a nut no go so. No boy never make you surfing where you rest your head. Tell them it's a nut no go so. And them never put you to join no gang and fled. Tell them it's a nut no go so. Where from your never in for make no price. You have your one of mine and you don't quick me for a breath. Figure wear a color kerchief and tie up your head. You got for your yard cause of death so you were dead. And them can't run you from where you're born and bred. You have an ganja man and you wanna coke it. Tell them nothing no go so. You never buy a bag of Cersei and think a lamb spread. Tell them it's a nothing no go so. And you not smoke with the joke, a pig it a higher med. Tell them it's a nothing no go so. And you respect rights and liberty, you're not this no dread. Tell them it's the last thing I know. Where from you never put no cooking in your cigarette. Before you would have prepped a smoke 10 pound a set. And when you set a bag of weed, you know to take a guess. Whether if a bush tea, a ganja leaves or something less. You smoke it to your purpose and you smoke it through your breath. To penetrate and meditate, alleviate the stress. Rats are remedy for years and it don't have no contest. Who would have make you transgress and disrespect? You're doing a noob no bigger than a basin keg. Tell them it's a nut no go so. And you know shape crooked like the alphabet a letter Z. Tell them it's a nut no go so. Them not call you no pigeon and a chicken head. Tell them it's a nut no go so. And them and where you're there with them now beat you like egg. Tell them it's a nut no go so. You know stay like some girl we run them home red. You know if you don't know type of nine a giant Jenny Craig. They pick me out your yard you keep them well fed. You never bother that I see a big piece of bread. Your man buy your clothes and you know give him a day. And you know I'm no wife turn up in a boyfriend. And you know they're no fun feel be fat like a hen. Cause you ain't a beauty no man can condemn. Your man a band ganja man and him a no cokehead. Tell him it's a nut no go so. Him never buy a bag of Cersei and think a lamb spread. Tell him it's a nut no go so. And him no smoke with the joke a pig it a higher med. Tell him it's a nut no go so. And him respect Rasta liberty him not this no dread. Tell him it's a last year I know. From you never lie with another man in a bed. Tell him it's a nut no go so. And you never kiss a girl when she on a cold bread. Tell him it's a nut no go so. And you never build a shoulder muscle with your third leg. Tell him it's a nut no go so. No girl never kiss him out that she don't give you breath. Tell him it's a nut no go so. You never sell out your friend to save yourself from the feds. Tell him it's a nut no go so. How will your bus a full of rats it full of alcohol and hell. Tell him it's a nut no go so. No boy never make it perfume where you rest your head. Tell him it's a nut no go so. And them never push your vagina gang and flesh. Tell him it's a nut no go so. No.
Yeah. Welcome to the Uncle Different Show. Tonight we have a co-host. His name is Notch. Cinco por Cinco. And that was just him that you just heard right there with Nothing to Go So and the wine song in the beginning. But that Nothing to Go So song, that's a worldwide song. Whether you step to the right or to the left, you hear it. If you go up, you hear it. We just don't go down. So let me welcome my co-host in. Hey, Nat.
Yo, what's good? For the record radio, what's up, Uncle Different? The Different Show, everything's different. It doesn't know different.
Yes, sir. Man, everything good, man. Before we start anything, just give everybody your social media so they can go and follow you guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. All my social media is online. It's definitely just Notch Online. I'm not on Instagram. I'm on Latergram. So Later will be greater. So definitely just keep tuned. Stay tuned. You'll see as things unfold, what I've been hoarding, what I've been about to unload, and what's next to come. So just type in Notch Online. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify. Just put Notch Online after anything. And Notch is online. It's Notch Online.
You heard the man. Right here.
Yep.
So there you go, folks.
No different. Everything the same. Everything the same.
Everything the same. Nothing different. Yeah.
Yep. Natural line. Across the line. Yep.
You know, Doc, right here on this show, what we do is we talk to a lot of independent artists. A lot of them call in. You know, we drop gems to them. You've been in the game a very long time. I know you personally. You're a great artist. You're one of the top reggae artists that I know that I follow.
Respect
you
for
know,
that.
So,
I'm humbled by that. Yep.
So
respect for that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we want to talk about some upcoming shows coming up.
Yeah.
What you got going on?
You know, so I've been in the game. I'd say from the 90s. You know, fresh out of high school, I took a record deal over my electrical engineer scholarship I was offered. My father wasn't too proud of it. He himself was an architect and a music man himself, a bass player, and was a leader of a reggae band coming out of Washington, D.C. He's the one that's from Jamaica. My mom is Black American, raised in Hartford, Connecticut, and raised around a lot of Hispanic folks. And it just so happened that what I got coming up is going to be like a rewind 90s classic kind of show happening at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn, New York. Big Barclay Center where the Mets play, I think the Knicks play, I think all the basketball, I think Jay-Z was knighted there, something big. And they got Shabba Ranks, they got Mad Cobra, the one that sings Flicks, Time to Up, Lady Patra, I'm on a romantic call, Little Vicious, then we got a Freak, then we got a Mad Lion, Too Many Suckers, and I don't have time. So it's going to be a really 90s rewind classic, just where my foundation, where my roots come from in the 90s, when I started out with a reggae hip-hop group named Born Jamaicans. And what we got more to come is a lot of unreleased material that I've been holding for like probably the last 15 years. I always say later is greater. And I always say good music is timeless, and timeless music is has no expiration date. So it's old to me, but it's going to be new to y'all. And just stay tuned. Just chime in, Notch Online. There's more and a lot of great stuff to come.
That's great. Do you have any other music coming out anytime soon this year?
We definitely, Notch, for those who don't know, I'm stemming from a career of me starting out using my vocals, channeling and imitating and being inspired by the singers from Jamaica. Any singers that was coming out during the 70s and the 80s that my father used to play around me, they were like my vocal coaches. And they were coaching my vocal notches, so to say. And with every song I heard, with every singer I heard, with every year that went by, my vocal notches just stepped up a notch. And my versatility stepped up as years went by, where I lended my creativity to be involved with a lot of different genres of music. You know, reggae music is a music that has been spreaded around the globe. Like, probably is big around the globe, like how soccer is big around the globe, but people don't know that. Reggae borrows a lot of influences from a lot of different cultures, a lot of different countries, a lot of different genres. And because I listen to so much reggae, and I know that reggae borrows from rock and roll, it borrows from Latin music, it borrows from Middle Eastern music, it borrows from old R&B music, it borrows from so many great musics around the planet. It developed for me, for my ear, to be, have a high tolerance for different genres of music. So I don't just listen to different genres of music. I like I actually use my vocal notches, if you will, to experiment and see if I could tap in and deliver my vocals in a way that we appreciated by different cultures. So sometimes I'll use my vocal notches to be Nachihuahua. That's when I do all my Latin stuff. When I do my R&B stuff, me being Black American, raised in America, being inspired by a lot of rhythm and blues music, whenever I do rhythm and blues music or R&B music, I go by the name, and my vocal notch I use is Notch Turner or Not Your Average Joe. So all these different notches, I have different projects for all of them, and I have different playlists where I use the same vocal notch with the same sound per each time you see my name Notch. You'll see Notch Turner, Notch Wawa, Notch Your Average Joe, Notch Your Average John, Top Notch Frequency. All these different notches are different, like, genres and different directions that I experiment with. And I got all this, of course, being inspired by reggae music. That's inspired by all different kinds of genres of music. So it's going to be a journey. Y'all going to tap into, a journey into sound with my different vocal notches. And I'm excited.
Well, Notch,
and I think a lot of fans, Dale, talk to me.
Yeah, right now we have a caller calling in.
Okay.
We have a caller. All right, we're going to take that call, and we're going to get more into more gems.
All right, let's go.
Yep. Hey, caller, who you are, where you from, and what you do?
What's good? This is Cody Go Crazy from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Pretty much do everything from mixing, engineer, all that shit. So what's good?
All right.
Hey,
welcome to the
man.
Uncle Different Show.
Voice,
we got... There you go.
You say your name Cody, right?
Yeah, Cody Go Crazy from Minneapolis,
Cody Go
Minnesota.
That's a dope name. That's a dope name. And
appreciate
I don't know
that.
Too many talents from out of Minnesota, man, so this is dope. This is all new to me. I mean, I got fire over there. Yo, yo.
Yo, what's up?
I don't know if we got...
Yeah. So you have any questions for the co-host?
Yeah. What makes you drive every day? What's your inspiration and what's your go-to for music?
I'm definitely a melody man, and I'm definitely I like, of course, really profound and deep lyricism. So every day when I rise, I just let the melody of life just kind of breathe through me and just drive me to come up with more, to speak to life in melody form. And of course, anyone that's great, anyone that works hard to be great and unwrap the gifts that they was born to be, I'm always looking for techniques to get inspired to make sure I unwrap my gift even more. So I just, every day is inspiration for me, and I'm always looking for inspiration, and I'm always trying to inspire myself too. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you're in a vacuum, you have to learn how to inspire yourself. So every day is inspiration, man. Every day is inspiration. I think the word inspiration has the word spirit in it. So any good spirit that's moving in the air, that's out to inspire all of us. If you don't inspire, you expire. So that's what keeps me going, inspiration.
That's what's up. I respect that.
Yeah. How about yourself? What keeps you going?
I mean, different artists working with, just getting different stuff. Their personalities, them walking out the studio just with a smile and hearing their for the first time when they leave with me, it's a different thing.
Oh yes, yeah. You sound like how barbers probably feel when somebody walks in, not knowing how much potential they have. When they cut their hair, it makes them look younger, it makes them feel good about themselves, makes them a little more confident. They probably walk out with a pep in their step. They probably feel like they're gonna be able to step to a girl they like, or they're going to be able to wear a nice outfit that's going to make them fit in the job market. I never heard an engineer say it like this. Like, you're making clients walk out being happy about them hearing themselves and them feeling better about themselves and feeling good about their product. So that's a blessing that you take it that serious. I know that that's what you take pride in and it keeps you growing.
Yes, sir.
Bless up, caller. Why don't you come out with your social media and let the listeners know who you are, where they can find you.
Yeah, look me up on Google. You can find every platform that I'm on. Cody Go Crazy. Also, shout out to Boss Body Entertainment here in Minneapolis. Got with them for them for a minute. But yeah, Google me. Go crazy, and that's it.
That's what's up, man. I'm definitely gonna give you probably a shout. I'm gonna sign your DM and just hail you up, man. Cody Go Crazy, right? You don't spell it no.
Yes.
You don't spell it no kind of unique way, do you? It's just it's regularly Cody Go Crazy.
Yep, all one word. Cody Go Crazy. CodyGoCrazy.
All right, that's what's up, man. Yo, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate you hearing this. Yo.
Yeah, guys.
And all 100%. The best. All the best with everything you're doing, man. I'll give you a touch.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling into the Uncle Different Show. So yeah, right now we're gonna go into a little commercial here. We're gonna go into a song. And then we're going to be back with
Nas. Which vocal Nas you going with? Capanaro? Everything's different.
Yeah, take this how you want it. Lately, I'm feeling numb. I tried to clean up, maybe it just wasn't enough. The problem's been my main focus, but it's been rough. I'm a diamond, just not the pretty one. Yes, how you want it, cause lately I'm feeling numb. I tried to clean up, maybe it just wasn't enough. The problem's been my main focus, but it's been rough. I'm a diamond, just not the pretty one. You've been thinking of maybe sobriety taken away from me. Put on the fake smile, my tragedy keeps me this way. Do I need help? Do I need sleep? Cause anxiety is taking its toll on me. Cold sweats in the bad dreams, is that soon? It may be, it gets bad and shady. Going uphill, but steadily falling back. Reaching for help, but we are the best. On problems, can't solve them. I wish I could take it back. The person I was without the rap. I never knew I'd end up like this. Keep my mind off all the shit. I'm trying, I'd be lying if I wasn't doing my best. I'm a diamond, just need to invest in me. Take this how you want it, cause lately I'm feeling numb. I tried to clean up, maybe it just wasn't enough. The problem's been my main focus, but it's been rough. I'm a diamond, just not the pretty one. Take this how you want it, cause lately I'm feeling numb. I tried to clean up, maybe it just wasn't enough. The problem's been my main focus, but it's been rough. I'm a diamond, just not the pretty one you've been thinking of.
Yo, this is Notch. All right, now you're listening to Ooh, Uncle Different on For The Record Radio. You think we come to play, yo?
Put that thing on me, my baby. No diga más nada. Once you stop, it's gonna be crazy. No te vayas. Be right here with me, my baby. Get it, go style. Come with me, mami, don't play it.
¿Dónde están las mujeres solteras? Que no necesitan permiso si pa' afuera. Que se cuidan, que no vengan y la hieran. Fácil no son, no se van con cualquiera.
Dale pa' atrás, put that thing on me, my baby.
sabe.
Put it on me cause you know I like it, baby.
Dale, 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 dale hasta abajo, dale.
Pero no pierdas más tiempo, mi lady.
Mira, mami, que yo estoy pa' ti.
No tengo malas intenciones, solo quieres aquí.
Porque me tienes en tu lado, con ese tumbao.
Me tiene loco, ven, parquéalo a Kiki.
Dale pa' atrás. Put that thing on me, mami. No digas más nada. Once you stop, it's gonna be crazy. No te
tengo que hacer pa' sentir tu piel y tu beso dulce como la miel. No voy a ser como tu futuro ex. Tranquila mami, dale, tranquila, dale, dale.
Back it up, back it up.
Put that thing on me, my baby.
Back it up, back it up.
I like how you put it on me.
Back it up,
yeah. Put it on me.
That was Dale Patra by Notch. You know what? Let me bring Fla Garza into the office. He needs to walk into the studio. Fla Garza. All right, all right, all right. I need you to introduce those two songs that we just played.
Man, we had a lot of heat. We had Cody go crazy. Notch, that was the caller that called in and showed love tonight. That's Cody Go Crazy.
Yes, sir.
That's out on Spotify. It's called Diamonds. And then we had you, man. That song right there brings back memories. If you know, you know. That song was played at many house parties that I was at.
Parties,
so salute to you, King. For real, for real, for real.
I respect, man.
But,
respect, man.
Man, much love, much love. So I got a question for you. Since you brought me in, Uncle Different, I got a question for Notch. What are your
before you ask him any questions, all right, I'm doing something different. I'm bringing you into the show so you could work my switchboard. All right, so when my callers call in, I need you to pick up and send them straight in. We're doing something different tonight. So go ahead, go with your question tonight.
Yeah, so my question is, what are your plans for the future with Notch? You know what I'm saying? I know you're in your prime right now, and you stay in the studio. So what we got to look forward to?
Oh, man. I mean, you figure I've been doing this so long, I didn't learn how to develop myself to be, I guess, like how diversified and how versatile a potato could be. You know, with a potato, you don't just get a potato. Potato could turn into mashed potatoes, potato skin, French fries, curly fries. It could turn into. I think that's what Notch is going to be doing for the next 20 odd years. Man, I'll be around probably performing till I'm old and gray, like how Tina Turner was. Well, God rest in peace. As KRS-One says, we'll be around forever, whether we shine in dimly throughout or whether we shine in bright in the spotlight. I was born to be a performer. I don't know nothing else but performing. I'm a quick learner. I love to learn, and I love to investigate, and I love to research, and I definitely always try to figure out ways to stretch these boundaries of being a performer, and then what's in store, what a performer can do. You know, most performers, we do as years go by, we have to evolve. You know what I mean? We have to come from being a player, performer, to becoming a coach, to becoming a team manager, to becoming a spectator, commentator, to getting involved with community, to coaching and recruiting young and upcoming talent and pour ourselves into them and guide them along the way so they could be the successors and set a whole new tone for the future generations of performers. So that's what I'm going to be about. My Cinco por Cinco Monarch, when I first started it, I got inspired by an artist named Ludacris. Ludacris, I heard, like, he did an interview, and he said, yo, I just signed myself to myself and then used my own company as my shelter and my go-between to deal with different business interests, and opposed to signing an artist deal and being locked in for, like, 14 years delivering 7 albums. And then if you in the, you know, you in the label kind of meet odds where you could become a stalemate, they could bench you and have you sit out for a long time if your money ain't right with attorneys to fight yourself to get out of contract. So I learned that with my versatility, me and per se these top 500 Fortune record labels, that sometimes it takes 8 people to make a decision. Sometimes that eight people trying to, like, get over them trying to arrive at making a decision, sometimes interferes with the flow of my creativity and where I want to go when I switch up or when I get in different moods, my different vocal notches. So I learned to just ride it out independently, and independently just allows more flexibility, and you kind of call the shot. I should have fired myself, though. I keep it 100. I should have fired myself as being my own boss for the last 15 years, not being a good boss in my own business by not really, like, highly advertising a lot of my products that I've been sitting on and working on. But I am a perfectionist, and I do want to, like, I do want to deliver my best top-notch quality material, because I know I created a standard for myself and set a pretty big shoes and big shoes and set a tone that I always kind of put my expectations so high that sometimes I can't even reach them. So I'm just a little more finicky and I take a little more time. But definitely it's all about being a boss, and boss means you create jobs for people. So I think my material has the opportunity to create jobs for people and pay them well. It's just about throwing it out there with the audience to help me create these jobs for people that I know I got in store for people. So that's just the plan, bro. We rolling out everything. We're using the new technology. You're going to definitely use all the new technology.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Definitely. That's a big thing right now. You know what I'm saying? We have to stay up with the times.
Yeah, this new technology, if we don't move the time, we get left behind and we got a business. I'll be honest with you, I pride myself with thinking ahead of time and thinking way up in time. And sometimes I end up just being ahead of my time because I'm like that. And sometimes I got to slow down just to let everybody catch up, for me to just play like I'm playing at their level, just so I don't be looked upon as someone that's just thinking too outside the box. And sometimes when I have to slow down, it looks like I'm even dead, I'm not even doing anything. And I purposely do that just so I can do an element of surprise and kind of deliver something new and reinvent myself every time. So this technology allows us to deliver all this stuff I was telling you about. Like, it allows me to deliver all the vocal notes the way I want to deliver them and make sense out of them and make sure the audience understands what I really am and what I got to offer. Yeah, I don't know if you ever been to one of my shows. My live show sometimes, like, I'll take people on like a cruise ship around the planet and have them enjoy the different countries and different genres, and sometimes people get lost in it. Sometimes people be moving with it, and they're like, man, this dude gave me a whole trip around the world with all these genres and all these different styles. I had no idea I was coming to see that. I thought he was just this. I thought he was just that. So this new technology allows us to, like, package it and make sense out of it, make sense for audiences, right, before they come see a live show. When they look us up online, they really see what we really got, what we really about. So I'm just loving it. And I'm excited.
Yo, the world is different. The world is different right now. We're living local different.
Yep.
it's all about being different but still the same.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, Nats, I always have this question every time I have an interview or a co-host on my show. I'm not such a big guy, but I eat a lot and I love food. What's one of your major plates when you travel? And I know you traveled all over the world and, you know, you've eaten different kind of foods. What's one of your main dishes that you like when you go out
That's what makes this show so different. I just talk about anything, and food is one of them.
It's all good, man. Hey, I'm very much, the way I cook up my music in the studio kitchen and putting in all these different spices and variety and spice of life, depending on what mood I'm in, man, my taste buds move and they shift and they go with what's according to, like, what's being served up or wherever we landing. But I know I definitely like stuff. I do got a sweet tooth. I'll keep it 100 with you. But I do eat very healthy to offset my sweet tooth. But when it comes to it, I'm a big fan of Jamaican food all day, every day. A big fan of Thai food all day, every day. And a big fan of, like, ceviche from the Spanish culture. That's my favorite. Typical,
My very first plate of ceviche, of real ceviche, was on actually a trip that I took with you. And you said, hey, try that. And I looked at it and I said, that's a small plate. That's not a lot in there, you know. That's not going to fill me up. Man, and it was the greatest thing I ever tasted was that ceviche.
Yeah, ceviche.
Everywhere I go, I got to taste the bowl of ceviche, whether it's the fish, the shrimp.
Yeah.
I ate it, like I say all the time, chicken gizzard. Okay, and I'm not a man that likes to eat chicken gizzards, but I had it, and it was made Cajun Rican. I don't know if anybody ever heard of that, but Cajun Rican.
They got them.
And, man, I ate that bowl, and I was like, what was that? She goes, those were chicken gizzards, which you said you didn't eat.
Yeah, you got to try different things, yo. Different. You never know. With different, you grow. Your taste buds grow.
Oh, yeah. It was It was great. So, just knowing you, okay, and traveling with you in the past, you know, I remember you said you wanted to, you know, fire yourself one day. I wanted to fire you, and then I looked up, I said, how can I fire? I can't fire that guy. he can fire me.
You know the best thing about being an indie artist is, like, you're an entrepreneur. And one thing about being like aspiring to be a good entrepreneur is like self-awareness. I've been hearing that phrase for a minute. Self-awareness is like you admitting your faults and admitting where your strengths aren't and admitting where you could use some help in and knowing what it's not doing the best to maximize your full potential. And most entrepreneurs that feel like they're a boss, think they're a boss, want people to believe they're a boss, they're not humble enough to admit to develop some level of self-awareness about what their strengths are and what are they doing that's standing in the way of, like, taking their business to the next level. So I definitely know that, you got to judge me from the depths I come from. I come from, like, coming out of high school, getting my record deal immediately, and then getting pampered by the record company that signed me out of high school initially for the first, and I was with them for, like, 10 years, and how they took care of everything. And you just be the artist. You just show up like a puppet. And just when they wind up the box, you come out like the monkey that dances, and that's that. They take care of everything.
You walk in with your briefcase like Biden. You walk in with your briefcase.
Yeah,
we'll handle everything else. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, correct.
We'll handle everything else.
So
don't even talk, just move your lips. That's it.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Yeah. So we all graduate. Everyone dreams of working for, like, a really good company that has deep pockets and got and their name. It's like membership has privileges, and if you're backed by them, like, people respect you a little faster, and they open doors for you a little faster, and their outreach and their relationships and their money kind of speaks. So it kind of makes you go through a little easier. But when that's not there, and you gotta deliver that yourself with your own talent, with your own mindset. It's not an easy task. And, you know, us artists sometimes, we don't realize the food chain and the ecosystem that we belong to. if other people not getting paid, we really sometimes don't realize we can't get paid. Like if we don't, well, if our art doesn't generate enough attention to garner enough customers that pay towards it, then we can't create these jobs that our art is known for doing. Like, and sometimes when we go from like being pampered tools by these big companies and their money to then being indie and then being our own boss, sometimes it takes a while before we master the wisdom of becoming a better boss better boss and better leadership skills. And I think I've taken like a long hiatus towards being so active in front of everybody's eyes that it gave me time to get better at leadership skills and understanding the real position that we have as frontmen and being artists and the kind of responsibility that we have to, like, really, if you want to be a boss and be indie and be an entrepreneur, it really does require us to be humble enough to pick people and work with people that can strengthen our weaknesses. So I'll be the first to admit that. And yeah, I definitely apologize to everybody I've ever worked with where they probably misunderstood me. And to be fair, I think I got like 3 or 4 shots in my career to really be highly advertised, to create so much business, to charge a lot of money and make a lot of money, that every time my shots came and the momentum was happening and everybody started to know me and I was getting advertised to the television networks, the people behind me, as much as they were trying to take care of things, they were dropping the ball too. They dropped the ball with not being able to supply the demand as fast as people latched on to whatever products I was involved with. And then sometimes they mismarketed me. They didn't, because I was always a fusion. I was always a mixture of like different music. So it was kind of hard to place where people could look for me immediately. And they didn't understand that. And we were trying to figure it out while we were trying to figure it out. So I come from a place where I think I missed a lot of shots. So I'm so I'm really like on some, I got to make up for all the shots that were missed. So sometimes it can kind of get in my way too. I mean, from being a really real successful boss or leader. Just being a sticker for like perfection and want to do better and improve my business. So
you know what's funny? It's crazy because I used to listen to your music a lot in the 90s when you were Born to Americans and I really didn't know who you was, and then we met in the Bahamas in 2000 or 2001. You know, and we rocked out of that show. We still didn't know who we were, you know. And then we met in New York. We really met each other.
I got a little secret to share though. From age 11 in my housing project in Hartford, Connecticut, where I was raised at, before I moved out down to D.C., I met an older woman. She was like a mom to me. She took me in as like her son or a grandson, and she had introduced me to this gift she had, and her gift was just like look into the future, and I never knew people on the planet could do that. And I remember her telling me in 99, she said, "Hey, did you meet the old man yet? Did you meet the old man yet?" I'm like, "Nah, what are you talking about?" And she said, "Yeah, you gonna end up working with the older guy." And sure enough, as time went by, you know, I think when I had a meeting with Clive Davis, the guy who signed Whitney Houston, signed Wycliffe, he signed that made big impact. I think when Swiss Beach brought me to do a meeting with him to try to sign me, in my mind, I'm like, man, wasn't this the older guy that she was talking about? But nah, it ended up really being you. And I think, I think we had some deep discussions about your family being heavily involved with loving music and always being surrounded by music. And I think your passion for studying human beings that deliver music and their quirks and how unique they are and how they think and the pressures they deal with and them being human, I think your gift has always been to really walk with artists who have special needs. special needs type artists. And when I say special needs, meaning like they're not just here to just be a con artist. Yeah, they're not here to be a con artist and just be a puppeteering performer. They're here to like shift the conscience of people and unite people together and inform people and motivate people and heal people
with healing sounds and have them, you know, go through memories and emotions with the music. And I think you were always walking that fine line between good and evil and protecting good from evil, and while having to work with evil to protect good. And I think it all led towards with all the skills you needed to protect people, protect particularly artists, because people don't know, but people love to hate us and then hate to love us. And not everybody that is a fan really is a fan. Sometimes they're stand the fan where they can't stand us while being a fan, and then they can be out to hurt us without us even knowing they have to hurt us, or we make one wrong move and they want to hurt us. And normally we're very loving people that want to just be around people, entertain people, love people, share with people, be given to people. But sometimes when we're like that, it can be taken the wrong way by people, and then that's when you need a person like security for surety. That's when you get right. That's when you get Uncle Different.
Yeah. Security for surety. Guys, I rick you in this one, fair and square.
But for all my listeners that don't know, that would be Gaza Rick, and that was not, you know, I won a ghetto Grammy down in New York by the reggae dancehall community, you know, and I was presented with a ghetto Grammy. Actually, I won a whole lot more after that. It was like no one can take it from me, you know. I'm different. You understand?
Every different,
you know.
Let me,
but still the same. I've traveled with a lot of artists. I remember I was in the hip hop world in the past. From the hip hop world, I did a couple of salseros that it just didn't, not for nothing. And I love music. I love all kinds of music. And those who know me know that I love all kinds of music. I'll hear everybody. It just doesn't matter to me. You know, I love the drums. You know, I love the drums. The drums are a real big thing in my life, you know. So when I left the hip-hop world and I got embraced by the Caribbean community, it was like a great feeling. It was a whole different feeling. It was like, hey, you know, you don't look like us. You don't walk like us. But you are us.
Yeah.
I'm different, you know. I'm just real different, you know what I'm saying? And
sometimes it takes difference to really help get people together, sometimes they don't take you serious, but yeah.
Exactly. You know, when I was in the hip-hop and R&B world, you know, I was secondary. I was in everything. I was secondary. And when the Caribbean embraced me, I became first. You know, it was real different. And when I would show up at the islands and get off the plane and step into the island, you know, I always say Jamaica first. Anything, you understand what I'm saying? Jamaica's like home to me. I get there, I feel at home. The food is put on the table for me. My clothes get washed, you get ironed, and they really mother you and take care of you, you know?
Yeah. I think maybe in your past life you were a Jamaican, born in Jamaica, or when you graduate, you probably reincarnate and come back in as a Jamaican.
Blood clot. It won't be called Maria Elena anymore.
Hey, no Maria Elena, no,
Jamaican.
Not in the gospel.
Yeah, man, Jamaican, yo, to the world.
All right, you know, we have one caller. Let's take that call. Let's see who it is and where they're from. Hey, caller, how you doing? Welcome to the Uncle Different Show. You know, you have our co-host Notch here. You have any questions for him? All I want to know is who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
I am currently calling from the state of Minnesota, originally from Houston, Texas, and I am better known as the model known as the Beautiful Red.
Bob, the Beautiful Red.
You?
All right, I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in, Beautiful Red. I say, if anybody's going to call in from the show, it's going to be Beautiful Red. She's going to be calling in. Yeah, that's how I'm going to send it home. where everything is beautiful.
And of course, we gotta tap in.
Yes, ma'am.
Check
yes,
in and
ma'am.
See how you guys are doing on these Saturdays.
All right, so we have Nachi on in the studio today. Do you have any questions for her?
Hey, beautiful Red.
Hi, honey. How are you? I'm definitely going to be touching bases with you. So I am Sunday night's host for the Red Spotlight. They call me the beautiful
wow.
Red, but you just call me Red. Well,
okay.
Red
and I'm Red.
What is that? You had to give one piece of advice as to how to stay in the business. What do you wish somebody would have told you?
Always be thinking, always think. Every move you make has five more moves you got to work towards. And don't, no matter how much you think you arrived, feel like you never even really made it. Keep with that hunger. Keep that hunger like as if you didn't even make it. Like to the end. Like to the very end. I think us artists sometimes we can get somewhat cocky and complacent, thinking that we, since we got through certain hardships and we arrive and then people is at our feet, at the world at us. And then as quick as we got it, as quick as we can take it away. And I think that if people think it's hard to get on, it's even harder to stay on. Because once you get on, everybody puts a higher price in your head to come for you and kind of get you out. So you kind of even have to work even harder once you get on. People think that you probably made it once you get on, but you don't. You really, that's when things just begun. So, yeah, I wish I would have just really always been thinking, like, every move I make is five more moves that I got to be already working on to make sure that I'm positioning everything. So,
okay.
Yeah, chess, not Chinese checkers.
That part, I'll take that.
Hey, Notch, I have a question for you. Can we spit a little something with the beautiful Red name in it?
Okay. Let me go warm my vocalizer.
Okay. I'm sorry I put you in the spot there.
It's all good.
But that's our other host every Sunday night. So I need to do something special for her to hold into her.
We got it.
You deserve the universe, Miss Jamaica. Me no see no other woman over me, Risa. Everything about you is official and major. Now me see the reason why so many girls hate ya. It's just a little thing to do, inciting out your beautiful.
Beautiful Red, big up yourself.
Okay.
Don't worry, that was great. Slowly,
you got me over a big
cheese
tonight.
Bob, that's for you, dude. Right now, we're gonna spin a night Notch a song. Right now, let's spin it.
them the like, to see you strive. Far too old from you, and live lies. All them a try, them can't take high. We know the real from the fake, we can't see it, now them lie. Notice from day one, them did a bait man to make the wrong move, feel the information. Them set them game plan, the infiltration. To spin you up and when you trust with them face them. Yeah, they are Miami, and they are England. Them even know how much cash run your program. Them see the Jeep man, the cruise with name brand. I play a hater, them y'all still a raid man.
Boy, them a spy, everyday they for FBI. Jeep on them phone all alone, social media informer. Them the like, we see you strive. Too old from you and live lies. All them a try, them can't take high. We know the real from the fake, we can't see it, let them die, yeah. All them a watch free, that not gonna stop we. We live the life like we just win the lottery. Them move happy, we have clocky. How I create back when we eat and we have sleep. Hear it from Jay-Z, them what they thirsty. The way they meet, I would have pissed a girl and a thirsty. All them a lurk we, that can't hurt me. Yeah, we get the signal and the red that be alert me.
Them on them phone all alone, social media informer. Them the like, we see you strive. Far too old from you and live lies. All them a try, them can't take high. We know the real from the fake, we can't see it, let them lie. Them a live boy, them a linga linga. Cause everything round your neck and finger. I go like a friend, but we're undercover. I watch you wanna chat your business out the road, I yard just because.
Them boy, them a spy, everyday they for FBI. Cheap on them phone all alone, social media informer. Them the like, we see you strive. Far too old from you and live lies. All them a try, them can't check high. We know the real from the fake, we can't see it, let them lie.
I'm England and I'm ringing and I act rich like Kringle. I humble and I grumble, cause I know you're fumble. If you stumble and I love you, get caught up in a trouble. I fall down and tumble, I'm ball out and crumble. But I'll win in my woman, man, I know them are not shit, shit. No matter what them do to me, we not go back to sweat, sweat. And no man curse, who got done already blessed. So while they check with them, I check me, tell them, come on,
the internet. Them boy, them a spy, every day they for FBI. Jeep on them phone, all alone. Social media informer.
Security for charity. Gaza Rick, you win this one, fair and square. No other security can compare. In a de ghetto Grammys, oh yeah. With Gaza Rick at your dance front door, you don't want a problema. You don't want no problem.
Who got the yanny from John Sharp days them? Who got the yanny from Vasquez Correll them? The little giant, so self-reliant. Only man with bodyguard, Gully Gaza and a lion. Up to platinum kids. Now everybody done know, no. You can call up on Gaza Rick anytime you want.
Problema.
Yo, this is Notch. And right now you're listening to Oh, Uncle Different on For The Record Radio. You think we come to play, yo?
Bop, 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 bop. There you go. Social media
Mud.
Just kicked off. Hot.
Mud.
That's the hot dog right there. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You know, all your haters are following you on social media. So, you know, those are your stepping grounds. I call them your stepping
haters
stones. Just step on those stones.
Haters are the new lovers, man. They're the new lovers, isn't they? And the reception
there
is
you
the
go,
new love connection. So,
that's all. Yeah. Hey, the show's almost over, and
okay.
Want to throw a special thanks to Fly Gaza for letting us do this on the show for the.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry. Yep. I lost
okay.
you there for,
right.
for a minute. Letting us do this on the show for all the independent artists that were listening. We were dropping some gems. You had not dropping some gems there. Your walk in your life for as you an artist traveling, looking for what you want to look for, you know. Hey, Notch, what we got for Fly Gaza?
Fly Gaza, are you there?
Yeah, man.
Gaza.
Yo.
You know where I'm in my Plaza.
I got a special caller. I got a special caller. He's been listening the whole show. He's been enjoying himself all the way from the Quad Cities, Iowa.
Wow.
Let's see who it is. Wow. Let's see who it is. Caller, who are you?
Where are you from? Tell them what it is.
I am that mystery caller from the Quad Cities.
Mystery caller.
What it be? How's the difference?
This
your boy OG, OG Tag Lee. My man Knox. Pleasure, man.
What's up, pleasure to meet you. What's up, man?
Yeah, I vibe with you, man. I wanted to come on. I got a bad headache, so I wasn't gonna call, but I was listening to the show, and Uncle Different is my guy, so I'm definitely gonna, you know, try to support him as best as I can. So I had a change of heart and change of mind. I decided
OG
to call
Tiger Lee.
Yes, I do vibe with you. I vibe with your music. I like your style. I was listening. I like what you're saying. And I just simply want to encourage you, man. I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep going forward, my brother, because you definitely got something special there for sure on that.
I appreciate it, man. Much love to you, man. And same goes to you and your family, man.
Definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it. Uncle Different.
OG Tiger Lee. What's
your
vibe, my guy? You already know.
Oh, you know.
Everything is different. Everything, man.
Sure.
You want to talk to Uncle Different? Hey, Uncle Different. OG tried to me in the building.
Everything's got to be different in this building.
Well, that's why I chose to be different tonight. I chose to call in live.
OG Tiger Lee.
That's my bad, OG Tiger Lee.
I'm learning more and more about you, too, Uncle Different. I didn't know you had got an award out there. You know what I'm saying? Might have been a ghetto award, but it shows that you are appreciated for what you be out there, you know, doing and what you representing. People acknowledge that. So that's a good thing, whether it's ghetto, the Academy Awards, Grammys, whatever it is, man. An award is an award. Somebody's looking, somebody's noticing, and somebody definitely appreciates you for sure.
That's right. I appreciate you, man.
Always, for sure. I'm always here. You always know you can reach out. You know how to get to me. Get to Gaza, you can get to me.
That's big facts. You already know my brother from another mother, man. Hey, do you have a question for our special guest tonight?
Well, you know what? I didn't plan on a question, but let me ask this. And I don't know if anybody's asked it or not, because, you know, even though I did tune in, I was about 10 minutes late. What inspires you, Brother Notch, to do what you're doing?
All I can say is I can't imagine life without sound. Sound
makes
us feel like we got company. Yeah, I think sound makes us feel like we got company. And it makes us cope, even in a cold world where it can get real. It can get real loud of your own silence, of your own suffering, your own pain. And ain't nothing like when you hear a pleasant sound or a joyful noise that can kind of lift your spirits up. So I think every day to keep my mind sane and to make sure everybody around me try to stay sane enough, I always look for sound, healing sound, like they say at the beginning of the Bible. And God started the world with the word. The word got everything going. So I just be looking for word, power, and sound, man. That's all.
There's nothing like music. Nothing like music. Music can change your whole. Music changes everything. And I'm like you. A world without music, without the sound, is different. I'm not an artist, but I know what I like, and I got a good ear for music, so I can. I hear certain things. You know, I know what's happening out there. I play 3 or 4 or 5 different instruments, my damn self. So I got an ear, and I know what I like. And I'm going to tell you, brother, you keep doing what you're doing. I know you've been doing it for a long while, but you keep going forward. You know what I'm saying? It's my pleasure to meet you and get to tune into what you're putting out there. And I appreciate that, man.
Same here, man. Likewise, man.
Absolutely.
This
will
be the last time you hear from Notch.
This ain't going to be the last time?
No, man. You know what I mean?
Well, guess what, Notch? Guess what? We even then, because this ain't going to be the last time.
this ain't gonna be the last time you hear from OG Tiger Lee.
let's drop a little something for the record radio Flock Gaza, and we want to thank you for being on the show. Also, you know, Tiger Lee, thank you for calling in, and the rest of the callers that called in, I really appreciate it. Beautiful Red, keep doing what you're doing. You know,
sure.
So let's drop something real quick for Flock Gaza at For the Record Radio before we call it a night. This is going to be the ending of my show.
All right.
Everything. Everything different with Uncle Different. Everything different with Uncle Different. Get the record radio. You don't know the Flock Gaza. I demand for show. Big up the OG Tiger Lee. Can't wait to see you in person. This is Nina Notch. Let's go.
And we have
Big June. I know everybody from Facebook are your friends. They might live a double life and life if it's in. And when you check it out, 9 times out of 10, the whole of them are fake and I pretend. Well then, yet some girls still are looking up in the round clean. I'll give them money, take back off the field. When man get ahead, they turn a post it to them mail. And I chance when they find the perfect meal. Them girls are full time media, media. I make man trip them online, blind. Now man chance in the feed of media. Are you on a fool or you're not blind, blind? Frightened in a one bag of Valorant. Well, if on internet and just get in on your job. Online love too far. The time I'm taking every uniform. I waste the time when them put on the walls. Not in my gang, but take you none at all. I can waste a match, you put your arm. You're a swanker, be the idiot. I make man kick them on line, line, line. No man can't take no feed or shit. Are you on a fool or you no blind, blind?
I feel the girls every bubble on the wine.
But that she talk like say a carnival time.
Bubble me girl, yeah.
When you tick tock the hands them rewind.
About a quarter part at your waistline.
Bubble me girl, yeah.
Bubble me girl,
yeah.
Me want your bubble, 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 bubble. Love the way you bubble and wine. Bubble, 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 bubble. Love how you bubble and move your waistline. Bubble, 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 bubble. Love the way you bubble and wine. Bubble, bubble, bubble. When you have it, sit down, why not lie? Bubble, 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 double, yeah, baby. Bubble like you want your head today. That girl make a know you don't need it. You know if you work, I make your bumper shake. And twist and wine, I move your waistline. Bubble like you want earn to your money.
Tight and wine, wine, wine.
They want your bubble, bubble like bubble.
They want your bubble, bubble, bubble. Que bueno.
Puerto Rico.
Flock guys are approved.